Round three of our prince and princess interviews for the Rody Court. Jamie Taylor and Hunter Pimlott are in here now. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. Thank you. Jamie, tell me a little about yourself. You live in Mapleton, but you commute to school at Sayuse Law, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you've been about 3 years now.
3 years, yeah.
So you've got to see, well, you probably saw some of the Rody activities before, right? Having lived in Mapleton?
A little bit. My family didn't really let us go out much, meaning like my dad's house, because we didn't like have the money to like just with gas and all. But we would go out and see the parade. It was pretty fun.
So the last couple of years being here at Sayuse Law, what have you noticed about the Rody Court that was palatable for you to want to take part in it?
Honestly, just playing a role of being a princess, like being a little girl, watching the movies. You always want to be a princess. Now dreams actually coming true. It's pretty cool, wearing a pretty sparkly crown.
What are some things that has happened since you went on this journey that you weren't expecting?
I would say busy schedule. I don't really have a busy schedule. So
what was life like before this then?
Before this.
Did you have a job or did you go home? Or?
Job, school, job, go home, try my best to get all my work done. And then it repeats. That's kind of how it was.
Wash, rinse, and repeat. Yeah.
Yep.
Hunter, what about you? What encouraged you to want to do this year?
The overall experience, I guess, because I'm about to go into college and then I want to sort of grow, I guess. So a lot of what I was looking for was overcoming my hesitancy towards public speaking. So doing like these interviews and then doing sort of, we had our speech at the sponsorship event. That is sort of what I'm looking for, is to help me become sort of a better adult, I guess.
So it increases your confidence level in things that you do. Has that spilled over into any other activities you have, like baseball?
I don't do baseball. But
oh, you don't do baseball?
No. I'm a track and field athlete.
Oh, track and field. Okay. Yeah. So what are you doing with track and field?
I'm a thrower, so I do like javelin, shot put, and discus.
I should know this. I see your name in the track and field stuff all the time. I should know this. But go ahead.
But I would say at track and field events, it sort of helped me be able to help my teammates better. Like, so if they are not super satisfied with a throw, I can help them. I can show them. It's like, hey, this is what you want to do. This is how you know, this will make you better. And sort of that interaction I've been able to increase.
Oh, so you act like a coach then.
Yeah. I try a little bit.
Yeah. How about with you and your academic studies? Has this helped you any in that, or were you pretty comfortable already?
Not my academic studies. I would just say as a person overall, I'm a really shy person. So with the speaking, it really got me out of my comfort zone. So honestly, I feel like I could talk to a lot of people just because it definitely has boosted my confidence.
What are some of the things you like to do outside of Rody Court? What are some of your fun activities that you've been involved in?
I sing. I love to write poetry. I'll be doing that for my talent.
And so you'll be performing an original poem?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Three or two. I haven't really decided. Hanging out with my dog, going on walks.
What kind of dog do you have?
An annoying one. he's half rot and mutt.
Okay.
He's a mix.
Yeah.
And I love just hanging out with my family, honestly.
Hunter, what about you? What kind of extracurricular other than track and field?
Work. I work at Florence Motorsports.
Okay.
And I'm also in the process right now of getting my motorcycle endorsement. So that's what I keep up to, whether it's school with homework and stuff or work. I try and work on the weekends as much as I can, or like in my free time. Like over spring break, I worked pretty much all spring break, or like just being able to do my hobbies. So getting my motorcycle endorsement will help me with my mechanical hobby and sort of the automotive side of me.
So I got to ask you, and please forgive me for asking this, but I know your mom's a pharmacist and she's worked over at the hospital. She's in the medical field. What does she think about you getting your motorcycle endorsement?
My mom isn't super happy. My grandpa is really happy. And my grandma is
on the fence.
It seems like that.
Yeah. Ned Hickson is with us, so it's not about him anyway. But we both ride. We both ride. So we are excited for you. Just be safe out there. Futures, you have any plans for after Sayuse High School?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be attending Northwest College of Beauty in Springfield and getting my license for nail technology and aesthetics.
Cool. So you can make other young ladies
feel pretty.
Good princesses, yeah.
Well, yeah, that
that's
too.
Cool. Yeah.
Feel confident, beautiful about themselves, and then as well as taking some business classes online at Lane Community and getting my business degree so I can open up my own salon.
A couple of ladies that were already in here today mentioned that the makeup night was a fun thing for them. Was that something that you really enjoyed then?
I thought it was fun, but I'm more of a liquid makeup person, not cream. And I kind of already knew a little bit of things, but the contour part, that was nice to learn because I'm not really good with contour. Hmm. So that was cool. And bonding with all the princesses and junior princesses. So that was cool. Pretty cool.
Hunter, what do you have plans for after Sayu Salon?
Lots of work. And I've been accepted to Oregon Institute of Technology down in Klamath Falls. And so I'm hoping to get my degree in mechanical engineering while I'm there and maybe do also like an electrical engineering degree. So that would be fun. And maybe be part of the track team.
So what do you want to do with your degrees? Do you want to build stuff? Do you want to design stuff? Do you want to fix stuff?
Maybe a little bit of all of that. Okay. I really hate to be stuck in an office. I just can't do it. I can't sit for that long and I can't do that. So I would love to be able to go out on the floor and after designing things or like fixing things or building them, it doesn't matter what it is. But a lot of people who graduate from Oregon Tech, it seems they go to like Boeing. So big engineering.
Boeing could
course.
Use some help right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I wonder what about you? What's your talent?
I'm working on a guitar piece right now. My grandfather had me learn a section of a song for his birthday a few months ago. I've talked to my grandfather about it, and he's told me the story of like why he wanted me to learn it, and so I'm just practicing it and getting better.
So you'll tell a little bit of the story mm-hmm. from your grandpa?
Yes.
Now, I don't know how old your grandfather is, but I imagine he's probably my age or a little bit older. So what was the song that he wanted you to learn?
Fly Away by Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, cool. Really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So he's a good music guy. I like mm-hmm. that. I like that. Well, thank you both for being in here today, and good luck.
Thank you for having us.
Jinx.